Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Life on location, bro. Life on location. Listen, listen, listen. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Off the Boat Show / podcast, whatever you call us. That's who we are, man. You go, I'm saying, salute to you guys out there. Salute to all the freshers around the world, Africa, Europe, America, wherever you are, man. You go, I'm saying, you can be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with us. Clap for yourselves, bruv. Clap for yourselves.
Yeah.
You go, I'm saying. Listen, this episode is presented to you by yours truly, Toby Kels. Kojo's not here today, man. Mama is still on holiday, bro.
Yeah, nice. Enjoy. Let my man enjoy his life.
Yeah? All right, then. Cool. Do your thing, Kojo, man. Yeah, but you're missing out, though.
You get it? Big time.
He's missing out big time, bruv. You get what I'm saying? But you out there, man, listen. If you've not subscribed to the channel yet, do that right now. Subscribe to the channel, watch the videos, leave a like, leave a comment, share it, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Or tell an enemy to tell a friend.
Because they got friends too, man.
They do, be.
You get what I'm saying? And also, we are on your audio platforms as well. You get what I'm saying? Your Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google Podcasts, Orange Podcasts, whichever podcast you are in,
Tangerine
Podcast, bro. We are right there, man.
Clementine,
you know what I'm saying?
Podcast.
Yeah, man. Because the thing about podcasts is, some people love the visual experience, and some people love the audio experience, bro.
What do you prefer?
I'm more of a visual guy, bro.
Yeah, too.
When I watch a podcast, I'm more of a visual guy because I want to see the expressions and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How about you?
No, visual as well.
Yeah.
Like, because there's extra shenanigans happening when you're watching it. Like, audio is just audio. Yeah. I mean, not playing down on the audio, but hey.
Yeah, that's just what it is.
Our audio is fire as well, but it's got extra.
Nah, bro. It got the extra shit, the music, extra, the vibes and everything. You know what I'm saying? That we can't put on YouTube and that.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because YouTube is also nice shit, bro. You know? With the copyright things, innit?
Yeah.
But listen, if you're into the audio thing, we are right there, man. Go check us out. You got me Fresh Off the Boat Show, Fresh Off the Boat Podcast. You get what I'm saying? Bro, we have a special guest today, man.
Yep. We got a star in the building, bro.
You get what I'm saying? We got a special guy, bro. You get what I'm saying? I've been checking him out and everything, listening to his music. One of my boys was like, yo, you need to check this guy out, bro. I said, bro, you're already late.
I've been checking him out, bro. He's been on check the whole time.
Yeah, man. And I'm so happy. We are so happy to have you here today, bro.
Yeah.
We are talking about Aaron Glitch, bro. Aaron Glitch.
Yeah. Welcome, my
guy.
Bro.
Salute to you, man.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you for coming down.
You know what I'm saying? Like we really, really wanted to have you here, man.
Love.
You know what I'm saying? Because one of my boy, he was like, yo, you need to talk to this guy and everything, bro. His music is dope. And I was like, fam, you're already late. I've been listening to him and everything, man. You know what I'm saying? And I can say I really enjoy your work, bro, for real.
Love, bro. Appreciate it.
You know what I mean? So us hitting you up and everything and you coming down, we salute you, man.
It's love.
You know what I'm saying? But let's jump into it, bruv. Because part of the reason why I wanted to talk to you is, you know? When we listen to your song, or when I listen to your song, I'm like thinking, bro, this guy is giving this lady some unattainable, you know, expectations when they come to demand them, bro. You go on me with some of your lyrics, bro. You get me?
Huh?
Some of your lyrics, bro. You get me? And fam, I'm not gonna lie, I was listening to Blunt, one of my favorite songs, bro.
Lyrical one,
fam. My man was just saying his shit, bro. I'm just going to pull it up real quick, but I don't want to waste time, bro. My man was like, yo, I don't need your love. I love myself enough.
Is that bringing back something?
You get me, bro.
Back memories, yeah.
You have to love yourself.
He said, I love myself enough.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck. Well, isn't it?
No. I don't need your love. I love myself enough.
Yeah.
I just want to fuck.
Yeah, I just want to fuck. Won't take it off. She loved the way I'm touching her. Take it off. She liked the way I'm up in her, bro. I'm like thinking, yo, bro, this shit sounds very aggressive, bro. Yo, hey, fam. Listen, talk to me, bro.
I came up on dancehall music. It's more sexual than Afrobeat, isn't it? Like, the way Vibes Cartel talks to girls is mad. It's 10 times worse than me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
I'm trying to be a little bit more discreet with that side and be more lovey, like Afrobeats. Like Afrobeats is real, like, music of love and dancehall is.
I think it's changing now, bro.
I'm in the middle, isn't it? It's changing up.
Yeah, I think it's changing up right now, bro, isn't it?
Plenty of different characters.
Yeah. But then, yeah, like, you're right. You know, at first, it was like the whole lovey-dovey thing and everything, bruv. You get what I'm saying? But I'm just listening to you, bro. I'm like thinking, yeah, my man is going in, bro. And you're putting guys like us on some next long thing, bro. Because we're thinking, because the girls are probably looking, yo, you're listening to this shit. You hear what my man is talking about,
bro. You know what you always... guess what I'm about to say, bro?
Well, talk to me, bro.
But speak for yourself, my
guy. You can't be saying guys like me. Guys like who?
Yo, okay. I'm speaking for myself right now, bro. You got what I'm saying? But I love that tune, bro.
Fact or fiction? Fact or fiction, bro? That's the question.
Everything in that song's a fact.
Oh, is it? That's how you wrote.
For real.
But when I made it, I was with a girl that I loved and I was in a real relationship. But I will go back in the past and get inspiration from certain times in my life.
Yeah.
To a time where, yeah.
I hear that, though.
Just wanted a little fun, you know? Don't want to, you know? No attachment, man.
Yeah.
Don't want no stress.
You don't want no stress.
Is that how you've been, or just at the moment?
You go through phases, isn't it? Where you're like, I know I don't want to go right now. And then you go through the other phases. And that was that phase, isn't it?
So at the position where you are right now with the whole music thing and everything, right? So are you still in that position where you think, nah, I can't be in a relationship because being in a relationship is kind of stressful for me right now.
Yeah, it makes it tough
still. You get me? Because I've got to focus on this.
But it's lonely at the same time. It's lonely. So it's making me a bit of a hole still, a problem still.
So
I'm messing around with a lot of girls.
Is it?
Ladies, better watch out.
My guy. I like that though. Yeah. I like that. Like, I love the rawness and everything, right? Pause. Because I would assume that that's probably how you get your inspiration sometimes, isn't it?
Exactly. Talking about this on the last podcast I was on, like every experience, it's like, I make beats in it so I can hear like music of the vibe of the girl. Like, and then boom, when I go home, I'm like, yeah.
It is
returning this into certain still.
Yeah. So do you find that different situations give you different, will I say, inspiration or different shit to write about?
Yeah. Like, you know, like, I think every single day you wake up, you're like, you feel like a different person. So I'm like, oh, this character that I felt like I was today, I'm going to put that into the music.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still a real guy, but like, the way I'll act with one girl, I might act different with one girl. And
of course.
It's just natural, innit? So I'm like, yeah, that character that I was, yeah, cool, that's going to the next song. Like, it's a little vibe still.
My God.
Difficult to explain, but like, you know.
I hear that.
Like, yeah.
So is it that intentional? Like, you actually wake up and be like, you know what?
Natural. I'm not trying to be anyone. Right. Whoever I am that day is who I am. And if I'm feeling confident and smooth, like a killer bomb, I can talk to a girl smooth. I'm like, no stuttering, no nothing. I'm like, yeah, this is smooth. And then other days I might be feeling mad vulnerable. Like, I'm feeling you. Like, are you serious or not? And I end up scaring a girl away when
They don't like that shit, do they?
They only want what they can't have. That's what it feels like, right?
I hear that. So do you normally get feedback from some of the chicks and that? Thinking like, yo, are you talking about me on this tune and that?
Yeah, all the time.
So what do you normally say then?
Maybe.
If the shoe feel weary, bro.
Yeah, that means you actually go into proper detail. Like, for them to be like, yo, was you me you were talking about?
Yeah,
there?
But it's peak because I could take a little detail off one girl and a little detail on the next one.
And just mix some magic together.
But the last tune I made was actually about a girl and I sent it straight to her. I was like, this is about you.
Damn.
No, I think she friend zoned me still.
Damn.
It's too forward, isn't it?
God,
it's so emotional. Like, I was trying to serenade her.
What song is that?
It's not out yet.
Oh, yeah? All right, cool. So, when you sent it to her, what did she say then?
She said she likes it. I'm telling it. She said it's lit.
Oh, nice.
But she didn't like comment on any of the lyrics. She just, you know.
I hear that still.
I'm gonna get a second verse and send that to her.
the lyrics might probably be in PG then. Was he like, did you go all out? Like, you normally
no,
do
that's, all... that one's like a lovey dovey one. That's not even sexual still. Right.
Yeah. I hear that, bro. And so, fam.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
No, going. I'm just going to taking it back to the process. Like, how is it like the process of you making music? Like, you've said, okay, you wake up and you feel a certain way and then you go run with it.
So if I'm in the mood to write, then I'll write with no beat and I'll just I'll have a little couple lines going around my head and I'll just be walking, going around my day and a song will come together, like a whole verse or maybe the first bit of a chorus, and then I'll make a beat around it, innit? But then my usual process is I don't even know what I'm going to make a song about. I sit down on the keys
and I just wait till I find something that sounds lit and then go from there.
Oh, so you play instruments as well?
I just play basic, very basic keyboards. So okay. Just, I get the chords out, nice simple chords, and then from there I get like a little melody just going around my head.
I hear that.
And then I straight away, I just record the melody before I've even made the beat. So the chords are down, the melodies go down, and then I'll start making drums around the melody. And while I'm making the drums, the lyrics are starting to flow to me. And then I start knowing what the song's going to be about. And
yeah.
That's my usual process. I don't even think about what it's going to be about. I just want chords to hit you. You know that I think the chords are the most important thing.
Absolutely.
In the whole song,
absolutely.
I hate when people start with drums. I'm like, why are we starting with drums? We don't even know the vibe. Make the drums after, innit?
Yeah. I hear that. So still.
Chords first.
Always. Because that's the whole like cinematic experience. Once you play the chords, that's the mood. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Drums ain't the mood. That's going to make you dance and that. But
you're like, you need the chords and everything, bro. So have you been in a situation where you sat there and everything, just doing your thing, writing, and then boom, you just have a brain freeze. Like, you don't know what to do. It feels like you're stuck in there. You get me?
Yeah. But I'll just go to a next beat, and I'll just go to a next beat. I'll meet thousands and thousands and thousands of beats. If it don't flow, we'll cut it off and go to something else. We come back to it later, and it has to all be natural music, spiritual, you know.
Nice, bro.
We don't deal with writer's block. If we got writer's block, it's there for a reason. Stop. Don't
just
force
stop,
it, innit?
Do something else. Yeah. Come back to it and everything. Yeah,
exactly. Because it's not going to come out sounding right, innit?
I hear that, bro. I hear that. Another tune again is Shivers, bro.
Shivers, yeah.
Shivers, bro. Fam, I'm going to pull up what my man was talking in Shivers, bro.
You were in with what he's
bro, fam. I was thinking, yo, this guy, bro, what's going on, bro? Well, hold on. I'm gonna pull this shit up, man. Just give me a second, fam.
You're
give
gonna go second, to the bro. Funny lyrics.
You get me?
Like halfway through the verse.
Again. Yo, fam, look at what my man said. And that's the reason why I said, fam, like, yo, G, what are you doing, bro? Because you know who he reminds me of, right? And I don't know why artists do this shit, bro. Yeah. Is Diddy. Just before we get into Shivers, bruv, I'm just gonna play something that because he just dropped his new album, innit?
I ain't even listened.
He just dropped his new album and everything.
So
and
he's back, yeah?
Yeah, nah,
well,
he's back.
P. Diddy, yeah?
Yeah, P. Diddy, bruv. Okay. Yeah, he just dropped his new album last week and everything. Uh-huh. Heat, though, heat.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I mean, he just done a tune with Gigs as well, innit?
Yeah, so, yes. He just did that and everything.
He's back.
You know, so he's dropped his shit and doing this interview, yeah. You listen to what my man said, bruv.
The whole album, it's a whole body of work. You know what I'm saying? I purposely was on there where you could get your stroke onto it. This is for the strokers. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats, they like the rabbit style. You know what I'm saying?
This old guy, blood.
This is for the strokers.
This is my 50, bro. Like to
really he's funny,
make bro. Love to your woman. Your woman like to make love to you. Look deep in her eyes and... It's the stroke.
How long should the stroke last?
Stroke.
Should you count it by the seconds, or you just?
Nah. It's more of a rhythm thing. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a feeling, though. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's just not like let me just. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You could throw that in there as like a song tempo change.
Please,
but it's like
you
know.
You got me, bro. Like
I don't know. That's not game, bro.
If fam, you got me. Like I'm thinking, yo, fam, like you lot. Paint this whole image and everything, which is cool and everything. But then you look at, but then for guys like us,
no, not us, bro. please,
still by myself.
Yeah. Please, for guys like you,
I hear that, bro. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, bro. Like I was just looking at the lyrics of Shivers and everything, bro. First of all, who's Bria?
Bria is a Jamaican artist, but she lives in Germany, innit?
Right.
Yeah, we just linked up through like posting, and I saw her post. I'd be liking her post. She'd be liking my post. And we're like, boom, should we collab? Boom.
She's hard though,
yeah,
bro.
I flew straight to her. She was in Hamburg in Germany. I flew to her. She had her own studio there.
Okay.
And we done like about 48 hours in studio. We just banged out four songs.
48 hours straight?
Yeah. No, not 48 hours. Like we would take a break.
Yeah, I was wondering.
But,
okay.
Yeah, 2 days in studio. Yeah. But, we made fire still. Four songs. We're going to drop. We'll drop the next one soon as well, man. But yeah, she's sick, man.
She's sick. She's hard and everything. The way she was speaking on the tracks and everything.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And obviously you was also talking your shit as well, bro. You get what I'm saying? But you know what? I wanted to go into the lyrics and everything, but some of you out there, just go check out the lyrics, man. You get what I'm saying?
Check out the song.
You got me? Just go check out the song and everything,
man. Shivers by my man, Aaron Glitch.
Check it out. Go check it out. It's everywhere right now, man.
Big up.
But when you meet people in this space and everything, which I assume that obviously you reach out to bare people and everything.
Yeah.
For example, you reach out to this chick and everything, yeah? what is the conversation like? Do you say, yo, this is kind of song that I want to do, this is what I'm thinking, or is it a situation of we just go with the flow?
Anyone that wants to collab with me, I'm usually like I'll check their music out. If they're lit, I'll tell them, all right, cool. If you've got like an unfinished song or something, you know, that needs a verse on it, send it my way. If I've got something that I'm working on, maybe I've dropped like a beat and a chorus, boom, you come drop a verse for me, innit? So right. It's nice and simple. They can take it, drop 16 bars and give it back. Or we'll be like, should we actually link up and then make it from scratch together? Like, but yeah, usually it's just send it their way and then they'll send the verse back. Like the collab I just done, it's called TYT. This is my biggest song of the year.
TYT, right? I love that tune. Yeah.
Fino Ambrose was like a big Togo star. I was surprised they wanted to collab. I was like, yeah, sick. Because we used to just share each other's music. And now I was like, yeah, he's showing love back, lit. And then one day he said, oh, this tune's lit still. If you want to collab in future, holla. I was like, yo, I'm sending something to you right now.
Immediately, bro.
Immediately. Yeah. And I sent that to him, bro. The verse I got back was mad. And then I'd sent it to Lazy as well. He's a Dutch artist, isn't it? Like Dutch Afrobeats and rap artist. I'd sent it to him as well. And so I got three of us. I was like, cool. I can fly to Paris. I can fly to Amsterdam and make a visual. Yeah. But make it exciting, innit? And that's like the sickest collab I've ever done.
Oh, that's what's up.
They sent the verses back. Sent the verses back. Then we linked up and they're good people, man. Fino's good people. But, and I do DIY visuals, innit? So I've got my camera, I've got my gimbal. I will go link a dancer. I'll record. I'll be like, yo, can you take it? Can you record me?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, just simple shit, things. Yeah.
I can't afford to be taking a cameraman around with me and paying everything. Not. You know, I'm doing DIY things. So yeah, Fino was even recording my bits, you get me? Lazy recording my bits, I recorded their bits. And now we got community, you know, we got African community spread it out across Europe. No?
That's what's up.
Yeah. No, but that's how it starts though. You have to try to get your tribe together.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's how it's going to be organic. You can't just expect, obviously there's this farming thing now, everyone is going to get those numbers, but it's good to start organic, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up.
So be big up yourself, but for, you know, the DIY, don't be, yo, that's the way to go.
Yeah, 100.
That's how I do it, yeah, bro.
As much as you can possibly do for yourself, and once you've done that, then the people that you need are going to come to you.
Don't
start talking about a collab if you ain't got no music. How, why are you hollering? Like, so much people in my DM, can I get a verse? I'll click their profile. It's a private profile. There's no music. I got 2 million streams and I'm doing a lot. So why would I work with someone that ain't even got no music?
Absolutely, bro. Like, you have to put in the work and everything, man. But you know what? Just before we get into, like, obviously you're an independent artist and everything, the grind that goes into that and all that, right? Let's get into you and everything, bro.
Yeah.
So you're half Ghanaian,
half
British.
Yeah, my dad's Ghanaian, my mum's English, innit?
Right. Mm-mm. But then you grew up around dancehall.
Yeah, because my house parties, so I was in Brighton until I was like 15 before I moved to London, innit? So Brighton is a big party scene, innit?
Yeah,
and it's like a Jamaican, African community there. Yeah. Like, so all my big cousins, we're not blood, but I called them all my cousins and my uncles, innit? It was mostly Jamaicans there, innit?
Right.
So the DJs, they would be playing reggae, and then they would be playing dancehall when it started coming out, like Red Rat, Beanie Man, Elephant Man, Wayne Wonder, who else? Bear dancehall artists, innit? And like Sean Paul, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that was the main music that was being played in the house party. So then I started taking in inspiration off them, innit? And then I started DJing.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you DJ too, yeah?
Yeah. Before anything, I think I was like 8 years old. My dad had the 1210s in it, the decks.
Mm-hmm.
He put me on the decks to make me understand how to beat match, how to sync it. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I just got obsessed from there. And I'd just be there every single day. Like, had little CDJs at one point. I was just there every day learning how to pick the right song to bring in at the right time. And then I DJed in the house parties because he used to turn the house into the after party for the club thing, innit?
So, oh, for real?
Yeah, he used to bring bare people. We had like a spacious kitchen.
What, to your yard?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The way you lived?
Yeah, it's peak, innit?
Hold on, like, this is your dad?
Yeah, my mum and my stepmom and my aunties, they hate him for it, innit? It's so bad, like, as a thing to do when you got kids in the house.
But
if it wasn't for that, there's no way I would be the person I am, innit?
Like, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I was running my own nights when I was even 15, bro, just renting venues and putting someone on the door to take
the money. You'll be putting in the grind then,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah.
But the venues were like venues, not your yacht.
Actually, no, we ran a club. Like, no, we didn't do it in the house. No, we did it in the house. Actually, that's probably why I done it, because we done it in the house and we started charging people to come into the house. £5 each. And then at the end of the night, we were all cleaning up and then we're exchanging, splitting the money up, me, my dad, and my sister, innit?
That's, you know what? Big up your dad, though, bro. Big up your dad. Big up your dad for real. Yeah. So I would say that he was the inspiration, and all that stuff was the inspiration that now led you into music and everything.
Definitely, exactly. And I think the moment when I knew this is what I'm gonna do forever is I was DJing in a house party, and that's when I dropped, you know, the Beanie Man tune. Oh
Zim Zimmer.
As soon as it went Zim Zimmer, and everyone dropped, it's like the whole room just went boom, and I was like, I felt my heart drop, like, no, in a good way, like shivered down your spine. I was like, yo, this feels mad.
This is what
once
I
you feel
do.
That, I'm like, forget anything else. I don't care how much you're gonna pay me to do anything else. This is what I'm doing with my time.
That's the feeling that
so I get lit, that. But, like the whole room just, you know, and everyone goes to the DJ, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, and I'm like 8 years old, innit? So the emotions is 10 times stronger. I think it hit man so hard. I was like, yo,
that's like crazy.
But DJing though, and actually being an artist is quite different though.
Yeah.
Like DJing, like you can feel the love, but sometimes artists, it's kind of hard. Like you're looking for something that you're lost in the source where you're looking for that love, but it's hard.
Facts, to get that same, that's not for me, that's for Beanie Man, isn't it? For real, yeah. So I think maybe that's what made me so hungry as an artist to see that reaction, innit?
For your song, innit?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had a moment like that, but I've had a lot of good moments still.
That's good though. Yeah. That's good though. So do you say that you recording and performing, which one do you prefer?
I've only done 3 shows so far with performing.
Mm.
They were lit. Like that's a high, but nothing's compared to the high when you actually make something from scratch. Like
being in the studio,
you're discovering, innit? It's lit, bruv. Like when you find a chord and then you find a little melody that goes on top of it, and then you find a little catchy thing to sing, and you're like, what is this? It's the best feeling in the world, bro. The best feeling in the world.
Bro, I can imagine, because I've been in a studio a couple of times and see people create create music from scratch.
Yeah.
And bro, I'm just listening to that, just thinking, golly, like. And it's so crazy because they are hearing some things that you're not even hearing, bro. You get me? And fam, all you might hear what just might be boom, 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 right? And then the next thing you might hear was ta-ta-dun, ta-ta-dun, ta-ta-dun. And the way they mix it together and everything just blends in, you're like, fucking hell. This is not what I just heard, but that's what you heard, bro.
Serious artists like that, they get the melodies that flow around their head, they get the ideas that flow around their head. I'm not cussing on producers these days, but I'm seeing a lot of producers, they're just loading loops in off a website, just a loop. Yeah. I'm like, why? This is lazy, bro. Why can't you get on the keyboards, find magic? They're just waiting to scrolling through loops to find
magic.
They
made it so easy these days.
You can't make it yourself, man.
Like, they made it so easy these days.
You know what I'm saying? And I still respect all the producers that do that. Like, I work with producers that do that, but at the same time, come on.
Yeah.
Play the keys is the best. It's the best part of it, innit? Finding something that's never been done before, innit?
I hear that still. So you're half Ghanaian and everything. Yeah. Do you go Ghana all the time?
Yeah. Every year. I'm back there November to February.
Every year, bro. You must be a rich guy, bro.
No, I'm not touring, rich, bro.
You're touring between Europe and Africa, bro.
Nah, but then it's good though, because when you talk about that, I personally think, you know, that's probably the way the whole music thing is built up, right? It's crazy, especially for like someone who has an African heritage and everything, right? Mm-hmm. The reason why I say that is, you look at people like Burna Boy, Naira Marley, they grew up here. But then they had to go to Africa, right?
Fucks, to get it actually, the ball rolling properly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Then they came back with the bars and everything. Do you think, growing up here, right, and your music, do you think that there are challenges to what you do?
Challenges
in terms of, you know, because you call yourself like an Afrobeat artist, isn't it?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Mm.
Because when I listen to your music, bro, I hear bare shit. I hear R&B in it. I hear dancehall in it. I hear different things. Yes, some Afrobeat instrumentals and everything. But I wouldn't really call you an Afrobeat artist. I think I'll probably call you more of like an Afro fusion. Even though that term right now, once you say everyone want to talk about, are you picking it from Burn or whatever, but
nah,
Afro fusion,
we all know what Afro fusion is
when you mix so many shit.
Yeah.
You got
the thing is, we need an umbrella over everything, and then you can have the subgenres. Because if you pick a subgenre to promote to the world, you're picking a smaller amount of people to promote to.
I hear that.
So I just need one main one. Like, it's like you got hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
You could even say R&B is hip hop sometimes.
Yes, it is.
Like you got hip hop underneath it is rap, R&B,
trap, drill,
like
trap.
Exactly.
Different shit.
But man's not gonna say I'm just that niche
nah.
because it's smaller.
You're going for the umbrella.
Okay, I need to cover everything. And if I change up and do something else, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I hear that. So, okay, now from that idea, that kind of makes sense. So you're under that umbrella of Afrobeat, but you also do different
and
shit.
Even after what Burna Boy said about don't say Afrobeat, say Afrobeats with the S, you know?
Yeah, but
it's so particular. I'm like, I don't care, man. It doesn't matter, bruv. Do you think the random people in Sweden care if it's Afrobeats or Afrofusion? Exactly. They don't care. I'm promoting to as much people as I can.
When
you actually sit down and talk to me, I know I'm Afrofusion, innit? And I'm even more, I would say, dancehall as an artist than I am Afrobeats.
I hear that still.
But my beats are Afrobeats.
Yeah. Mm. So do you see yourself...
I'm a piano as well, sorry.
And I'm a piano as well, yeah. So do you see yourself moving back to Ghana to say, you know what, let me connect to the artists here, build some shit that is so organic here and everything. Not that your shit is not organic, but you know how it is with Africans, right? They will look at you like, yo, this guy's not from here.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have some homegrowns over here.
Mm-mm-mm.
You get what I mean? Like, I don't know if you know this guy, Mr. Easy.
Yeah, of course. He's half Nigerian, half Ghanaian.
Yeah. Mr. Easy. When I look at his career, right, he's so talented, right? But I think that's probably one of the challenges that he got.
Where did he grow up?
People look at him.
He's Nigerian, but he's schooled in Ghana.
Okay.
Yeah, he's schooled in Ghana, but then I think he spent a lot of time in Europe as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. After a while, yeah. But that's when, after it blew up, though, he's blown up already before he came to Europe, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think from what I heard, he's then making music from here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I heard. You get what I'm saying? So I think when people, especially back home, when they look at artists that are from here, they'd be like, he's not from from Ghana. He's not from Nigeria. You know what I mean? Like, we have all these guys from here and everything.
Yeah.
So I cannot think that can be a challenge. That's the reason why you see people like Naira Marley and some of these guys go home, blow up, then come over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you think that that's something that you're going to do? Or are you saying, nah, you know what? I'm just going to be here, build the shit from here, see where it goes.
We got the internet, innit? So no matter where you are in the world, you know, you can kind of push music from wherever. Yeah. But when you're in a culture, it's going to definitely help. Well, not in a culture. When you're in a community, it's going to change the way your music sounds.
Yeah.
And like, when I'm in Ghana and I'm going to events and I'm collaborating with Ghanaian artists, then I'm like, yeah, cool. Now I'm starting to listen to what works in the clubs here more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I'm like, yeah. If I was to stay here for like a whole year, my sound would probably transform into what works in Ghana perfectly. Because right now, I'm thinking about all the clubs around Europe. And I just want to have something catchy that everyone likes, you know what I'm saying? Instead of going into the niche. Like when I'm in Ghana, like a couple of years ago, everyone was listening to Shatta Wale and Stoneboy. And it was like a dancehall thing. It was too dancehall for me. I was like, I want everyone to make music like Nigel. I'm sorry. Ghanaians, they probably hate me for saying
like
this,
different shit.
The Afrobeats, when it was proper like chilled, but it was party chilled when it started. Just when it started like... not even when it started, but like Wizkid, like 2014.
Early Wizkid.
Yeah. And it was like chilled, but it was party at the same time. I was like, yo, you can listen to this any time of the day. This is the best type of music I've heard in my life. And I just, from like 2014, I was just like, yeah, Afrobeats all day long.
I hear that still. Mm. I hear that. But you know what? Like Ghana has some dope artists though.
Yeah.
You know, they have obviously Stone Boys, they have Shatta Wale, they have King Promise.
Yeah, I like Cody. King Promise, that's more my type of
stuff. Yeah, I love King Promise, man. He's doing his thing. You know, so, but you're going to Ghana November, you said,
yeah,
didn't
I'll probably be there November till February. I think.
So are you going to go do some work, like to connect, to network type thing?
Yeah, I'll collaborate still. My cousin's into events, so yeah, I'll explore it a bit more. Usually when I'm there, I'm quite anti. I'm just working on my house and that, and I might hit the bar, watch the football, and then I'm anti. I need to get more into the community stuff.
I think you do. You have to, because hey, there's no way you're going to get the love if you don't tap in.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and I mean, most of my viral moments have come
from
Ghana, literally. Yeah. When it booms and I see my comments is full of Ghana flags, I'm like, wow, compared to the love I've been getting in Europe, it's just a little bit here and there. But when Ghana comes true with the support, it goes.
I honestly think, if you ask me, I think, yo, especially if you come from here, back there and everything, with, you know, you just connect with people and everything, I think you're just going to pop, bro.
Yeah.
If you ask me, because a lot of them are doing it right now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them. So Glitch, where does the name come from, though?
I'm gonna fuck up the game. I'm gonna fuck up the game. You know, when you're playing the game and something goes mad in the game, it just messes up. It's a glitch, isn't it?
It used to just be glitch by itself, innit?
But it's impossible to own that on Google. If you search glitch, you would never find it, innit? So Aaron Glitch, as soon as you search it, bam. And okay. Aaron ain't even my real name. Everyone knows, I don't care.
Is it?
Aaron's not my real name. I'm not gonna say my real name. That's just what I used to tell girls, Aaron, instead of my real name.
My so God, he's a ghost, bruv. He's a ghost, bro. Yeah, I hear that still.
Yeah, man, that's it.
Okay, so Aaron Glitch.
So you plan to fuck up the whole team? Yeah, man. I'm not playing games, man. You know, I'm not the same with these artists. They don't, I make my own beats. I do my own marketing. I have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to do the industry the same way as like artists going and trying to get a deal. Forget that. I don't need your deal. I know how to upload my music, put it on all the platforms, promote it, and then watch the money flow back in. So, you know, I don't need no middleman in the middle of me and my thing.
Do you know what? Yeah. When I listen to you speak, you sound exactly like Ross. You know who Ross is?
Yeah, yeah. He's my one of my biggest inspirations, if not the biggest inspiration for my music. Ross. I've been watching his interviews.
Yes. Not the Ross in the UK, the American Ross.
Yeah, of course.
He's heavy on the independent.
Yeah, he killed it, bro.
He killed it, bro.
He got into the deal and he got out. That's the thing about that shit, is crazy, bro. To have the leverage to get in and then get out, because they're going to blow you up to a massive audience, but they're always going to try and be like, we've got the most of your percentage.
Yeah.
But he got in, he made all the links and then he got out.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Because he's like, I know that all the people to get it on the right radio stations and the right TV channels, bam, once you've got them friends, you come out, boom. Because what we've got right now is social media. We can still blow with social media, but if you've got radio banging you like all day, every day, if you've got TV banging you all day, every day, it's different, isn't it?
You're good.
It's omnipresence, isn't it? Instead of just coming from your profile constantly at people, they're like, you could be big, you could be small. They only see you from your profile. When you start seeing them from, oh, it's other people profile, this radio station, this, that, bam, omnipresence. Then everyone's going to say, oh, he's blown. And then you do.
So you prefer being an independent artist?
Yeah.
So where is that coming from though? Like, have you heard stories or you just woke up like, you know what?
No, I worked as a producer for years and I watched a lot of my artists sign deals and then hate making music, bruv.
No way.
Literally, like, they don't like their situation because...
Why is that?
Because, like, the record label is controlling when they drop a song and then... The percentages that they're getting back off their thing. Yeah, when you actually do the research into the percentages, they're getting back because you got an advance, innit?
Mm-hmm.
You get an advance and you're thinking, cool, that's an advance. Now I'm going to get that.
And some of them run through the advance though.
Most of them, bro.
You think there's more coming after?
Yeah, there's more coming after.
And then that's a problem still because there's not a lot coming after that. That's your money now. And then like you find out some of the record labels, they're taking percentage of your shows out, mad percentage of your shows, your streams, even if you was to do clothing line, you put your artist name on your clothing, they're going to take a percentage of that because they bought your brand, innit?
I think that's where the 360 deal comes from, innit?
Yeah.
You got me? Because the 360 deal, they came money from your music, from your streaming, from your merchandise, from your tour, anything, bro. You got me? So you might end up with almost nothing.
So I'm saying, so if the advance is massive, like massive, then maybe it's worth it if the advance is crazy. But I'd rather build up brick by brick my own thing.
But then the grind that goes into being an independent artist though.
Yeah, it's tough still.
It's tough.
It's tough, but it's fun. If you can focus on the positives about it, it's fun. Sometimes it gets frustrating and sometimes you might feel desperate, but it is fun to know I'm controlling every single step of this journey. I'm choosing what I'm going to do. I'm choosing what I'm going to release, you know?
I hear that.
It's freedom. And if you actually achieve it and you can even just live off it, that's it. If you can just live off just the music, because I can't, I have to do other things for money, yeah?
The actual
money that's flowing on the streams is a nice little bit on top, but it's not enough to live off. Once you can live off it, bro, you're free for life, bro. As long as you keep that, you keep that same audience, keep coming back for your music, bro. You're laughing, bro. You're free.
Now, fam, I think it's all about building a cult following. You know what I mean? You know, if I drop my music, I've got these people that are going to buy my music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Forget about the 98% that's out there, the followers in there. Yeah, it's good to have followers on Instagram because you see all the time, we see artists with bare followers, 2 million followers, 5 million followers, 20 million followers, and they drop music
And bro, they're not even selling, bro.
Yeah, it's mad still. It's
you
mad.
Get what I'm saying? Yeah, like you see that you're thinking, bro, I've got this mad following, but it's not translating to sales and that.
Yeah, exactly.
You get what I'm saying? So I think it's all about building your following and everything.
Yeah.
Which, if you can do that, that's great. Someone like Ross, someone like J. Cole, you know, whenever they drop.
Yeah, because people love them as people. They're not just as the people, music,
not just the music and everything. And they follow them for the music, not just for the extra shenanigans and that, you know? But then at the same time, so are you saying that if a company approaches you right now and say, yo, you know, this is what we got for you, boom. You but say, nah.
It's going to be so difficult, man. It's so difficult.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because that's where the problem is.
Trust me.
You're saying depending on the bag, then how heavy the bag is.
Yeah, because I would already be thinking about, okay, I'm going to take the money and I ain't even going to even think about the music that much no more. I'm going to take that money. I'm going to rent this. I'm going to buy this, buy to let. I'm going to buy this, buy to let. I'm going to invest this. So I know that money's going to keep growing, because if I just take that money and then I think I'm going to make more of the music, I'll be stressed. I will take that advance and disappear to Ghana. Yeah. I'm joking. If anyone wants to invest.
Rob, trust me, they are watching though.
I've messed up because I don't think it's good anyway. I think like literally once you've got the money, you're going to get used to having the money and all that excitement is gonna die down, bruv. So I'd rather build my own, man. Yeah, man.
So you enjoy the thrill of building it, of putting in the work and everything, building it.
Because if you do actually achieve it properly, bruv, that's like the most epic thing. One of the most, like, I would be, bruv.
Very satisfying.
And then after that, the life that you can live, bro, just don't know, you have no one to answer to and you've got money constantly flowing.
So you said that you've been a producer and everything and you've seen the inside arguments when it comes to contracting and artists signing contracts and then coming back to say, nah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a very, very interesting conversation, right? Because it's a beautiful thing where you kind of sympathize with the artist sometimes, of course, you know, especially time. When the artist say, yo, I want to leave. We just saw a situation with Mobad. I don't know if you followed it and everything. The Nigerian artist who just died and everything.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I didn't know who it was, so I ain't gonna try and act like rest in peace and jump on a bad wagon. I knew from KPK.
Yeah.
You knew this song.
Yeah.
You know, so it just one of them ones, I think, from what people are saying, that it came from contracts and all this kind of stuff. So you see like it was from contrast, he wanted to leave the label, whatever the case is.
The beef started.
That's where the beef started.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't even know the story like that. Yeah. And they went gangster with it.
And apparently so. That's, you know what I mean? We saw the videos and all that. So with that being said, right, you get approached because you said, yo, it's going to be tough. Now you get approached by whatever record label. They have a big bag for you. But you know these are street niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I've already had to turn down plenty of that money, bro. I'm thinking end game. I'm a chess player, right? How's this gonna lead? Where's this gonna lead to?
Tell us about it. So every what I'm saying is, so every contract like that's put to you, you have to look at the end game. You don't look at the bag. It's hard to not look at the bag.
I think you should look at the people that you're working with and think, this is a commitment. You're based, it's not you're getting married like as a girl, but this is a marriage, bro. You're going to be together for a long. Exactly. Look at the people that you're working with and think, is this someone that I'm going to be okay to see every single week for the next 5-10 years of my life?
Yeah.
And most of the people that I've wanted to invest in me, I'm like, nah, I will stay solo until maybe someone that I feel like, yeah, cool. I'm cool with them. But The contracts, it's a chess game. How much can I get out of you? Not how much can I help you. It's how much can I get out of you. It's a chess game. So why would I want to even enter it, bruv?
I hear that.
No, not all record labels, but yeah, most of them out there, they're vultures, isn't it?
We hear the stories all the time. It happens in rap, R&B, you know, Afrobeats, whatever genre, bro. You hear stories of artists that went into something and they realized, nah, this is not what I want. Which sometimes is an ongoing conversation, right? Because you hear the label say, yo, we've already invested on this guy. We've not made our money back. You know what I'm saying? And now you want to bounce? But then you see the artist say, yo, I didn't know better. I signed a wrong contract.
Yeah.
You guys are ripping me off.
Yeah, it makes sense. It does make sense if they ain't made their money back. But that's the thing. Once they have made their money back, they're still owning you way past
money back. But then again, I mean, I don't know.
I'm not no record label boss, but I don't think I don't think it's about like, okay, say you invest now, you're not investing to make just your money back. At least you need to
make a profit.
Something for your trouble.
But if you was to invest in someone, they've made the product here, you've just invested money into them to get it out. After it's out, why is it not 50-50? They made it, you distributed it. Obviously, it's the same thing in any industry, isn't it? People that actually make it don't even make a percentage of, I mean, yeah, they don't make a percentage of the profit, innit? Because once someone's taken it off them and sold it, might buy it for 30p and go and sell it for £300, you know? But but with music,
it's different though.
Yeah, I don't...
So you're saying like if, when it comes to that point where, you know, you've made a lot of money out of this artist, it should be, automatically it should be 50-50 on a level where everyone's eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, it's a bit of a tough one though because from what I've heard, especially when it comes to the labels and that, right? They might find 10 people, invest in 10 people, and maybe one person
blows. That's the model, that's the business model.
You go, I mean, one person blows. So they are trying to make back the money that they've invested in the other nine.
Yeah.
From that one person.
Yeah. And then the other nine are like, we want to release music. And they're like, yeah, you have to wait.
We'll
let you know when it's time to release. Bro.
Exactly. Man, you get what I'm saying? So to me, just the whole politics that goes into that and everything, which at the end of the day, just like you said, we've got social media right now, bro. It's all about, I always tell artists and content creators, right? Put in the work, build your catalog and everything.
Yes.
So that when you step into them rooms and that, right? You have some sort of a cachet, right? To say, you know what? I've built this shit.
Leverage.
So I have a leverage right now.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But just like you said, if you've not done nothing and you're just looking for a handout or something, you get what I'm saying?
I don't even think they signed that anymore anyway.
They'd ever do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't think, they're waiting for the next like TikTok startup blow, isn't it? And then boom, as soon as they're like, oh, he's going, grab him. Because he ain't even got bread, but he's got attention.
Yeah.
That's how you know someone's going to bring bread, isn't it? Like, if you don't have attention, how am I sure you're going to bring bread?
But then, you know what? What he just said right now was so true, right? These days, I don't think they sign, you know, talented artists anymore. They sign social media influencers.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially the ladies.
Yeah.
You get me? As long as you have a following.
Sorry to just chime in. Who's to say those social media influencers are not talented, though? Like that's talent. If you're creating those that boards where people want to check you out, I think there's some sort of talent there, bro.
Yeah. But in terms of music, though, because all we need to do is to get this person that already has a buzz on social media, right? And all we just need to do is to get a bunch of writers to write.
You see that happening with a lot of them now. They have a viral moment. She loves them.
You get me? And to me, I think it's affected the quality of the music. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because back in the day, bro, for you to be out there, for people to know you, bro, you have to be talented, bro.
Fucks.
Get what I'm saying? But now, when you look at the bunch and everything, now you have a few people that are very talented and everything, yeah? You know, because at some point, their talent is going to show.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But you have the other people that are just social media influencers that sell other things apart from the music.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
The artists should be learning from them a lot.
Exactly.
Like, I'm even learning from artists when it comes to marketing. I'm learning from content creators.
Boom.
They know how to garner attention.
Attention.
The whole hook people in, retain them. That's what I'm learning right now.
Right. So in terms of your music and everything, in terms of the whole streaming and everything, how do you normally do it?
So I upload to DistroKid. That's my distributor.
Okay.
And then they'll put it on all the platforms for me.
Yeah.
And then I go into my DistroKid, I press withdraw, I get my money out from my streams, innit? And then when I'm promoting my music, the way I started my whole thing was with ads, innit? So I was watching a lot of tutorials about how to run ads properly, not just click boost on a post, how to run it properly. And then I learned about conversion campaigns. So a conversion campaign is like when you track people when they leave the ad, in it, because there's so much bots that click ad and all kind of nonsense on social media now. You'd be like, oh, I got 1,000 clicks and I have 2 streams. What's going on?
There's
a conversion campaign that knocks that all out. So you're getting less results, but you know this is a real person that left and then they clicked play on the landing page and they went into Spotify and we got them in it. And that's how I built my buzz at the beginning. Yeah. And I had to learn a lot about what countries to target and what interests to target. And once you have your thing set up nicely, you take the template, next song, same template, bam. And every single song I know, cool, we're hitting like 10,000 streams, very, very short amount of time, because we're just reaching people constantly.
Yeah.
Even if you have no fans, if you have a good song and you're running your ads properly, you're reaching new people.
That's what's up.
And you don't need a lot of money to do it. You don't need a lot.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Everything's gone scientific now.
Bro. But then, fam, I'm proud of you, though, because you're putting in the grind and everything. Mm-hmm. So no one can tell you nothing.
Exactly.
You got me? No one can tell
not
you
just
nothing.
Putting, I think not just putting it in, I think you're enjoying the grind as
well. Yeah, it's lit. And, it's all fun.
Yeah.
It's all fun, bro.
And that's the key point there, where there needs to be a point where you're enjoying that grind. At that point, it doesn't feel like grind anymore. It feels like, okay, yeah, this is what I do.
Exactly.
And I think you're in a sweet spot. You're in a sweet spot, bro.
The best bit is the beginning, innit? You know? Yeah. The best bit is the beginning. Yeah, man, we're having fun with it still.
I hear that.
But it's just a computer game, innit? Social media is just a computer game. I don't know why people is sitting there scrolling, not doing nothing with it. This is a computer game. Win the game, innit? Like,
so do you think that it's easier? Do you think it's easier to get into music now than before? The reason why I said that is, before, you have the gatekeepers, you have the radio stations, you gotta go to the radio stations and hand out your bloody CDs and your cassette tapes and everything.
This is the best. This is the best time in history.
And beg. Still beg on top of it, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But now you can do anything from your living room, from your bedroom, bruv.
Direct to consumer.
Direct to consumer and everything. Oh. And they've made the recording so easy as well. Like, they have all this apps or this software.
I reckon you can make a song on your phone still. Not a beat, because you need to mix it properly, but I reckon you can make a song with your actual phone and then release it. You take a YouTube beat, use your camera, your microphone on there, and then EQ it in an app, you know? Take the bass out of your voice, manipulate it, add the right effect. I reckon you can release a song.
Fam, you lot are there, man. I hope you guys are peeping game right now, bruv. But some of you guys that are out there watching, how am I going to start this? I ain't got the money, you know, to do this. Bro, as long as you got a phone, you can do whatever, bro.
Exactly.
Sometimes it doesn't cost that much, bro.
And even if you don't release a song, you can just do freestyles anyway. You can do your selfie freestyles and blow up your music like that. It doesn't have to be playing in the clubs, innit? The only time you really need to mix it down to make it perfect is if it's playing in the clubs, innit? People can still vibes with you in the headphones when it ain't perfectly professional.
I hear that still.
Nah, bro, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. You know what? I'm proud of you for coming up, right? I'll tell you why, though. You know? Because I've spoken to a lot of up-and-coming artists, and I've noticed one thing about up-and-coming artists, content creators, and all that don't have a big following yet, They are very, not scared, but ashamed. They don't feel comfortable enough talking about their art or whether it's music or whatever, because they don't think it's good enough, but it's actually good, but because they don't have the numbers yet.
Yeah, to see the reaction.
You get what I'm saying? So to them, oh shit, I don't know how people feel about this. I don't know, because they are looking at the numbers. Mm-hmm. They are looking at, okay, how many views they got, how many streams they got. Because all the numbers game, innit?
But you get what I'm saying? You can't base it off a number, because that's how much people an app has chose to show your music to. That doesn't have anything to do with how good it is or even people's reactions. Everyone that sees it might like it, but it's still the app might not go and find more people to show it to. So you can't base it off numbers. The artists have got thousands and thousands, I mean millions, behind their promo budgets, and then even the record labels buy their own music to get it to go up in the charts. So what are you going to compare yourself to? That you can't.
Actually,
I got my confidence just off real life. I play my music to people, they go crazy in studio, I'm like, cool, I'm good,
fam. Your music is dope, bro. So you know what, since we are here right now, if you're on YouTube watching this, you might not hear this because of the whole copyright bullshit, man. You get what I'm saying? But if you're on your audio platforms right now, what we're about to play right now, before we continue the conversation, we are gonna play Blunt, bruv. I'm very you know what, that's me being selfish.
That's your best
I'm gonna
song.
Ask you right now, what song do you want us to play?
play blunt
You sure?
Blunt,
you sure? All right, cool. You guys that's my tune, bruv.
We know that's your tune.
All right, cool, let's do this, bruv. Yo, this is Aaron Glitch. Blunt, bruv, is everywhere on your audio platforms. Is it on YouTube yet?
Yeah, everywhere.
It's on YouTube as well. You know what I'm saying? It's on Spotify, Apple Music. Go check this shit out, bro. For real.
Yeah.
Don't tell me I miss you. cause I can't make love to ya. But I'll make you bust, and I'll make you bust, and I'll make you bust. So let me be blunt.
Yo, this shit so hard, bro. This shit so hard, bro. For real. Yes, 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 yes. Go check it out, go check it out. This is Blunt. For people watching right now, we just played the music Blunt by Aaron Glitch, bruv. Can you tell these people where to find the music, bruv?
Yeah, anywhere. Just type Aaron Glitch into any music app. I'll come straight up. Aaron Glitch.
Go check that out, man. He's got Blunt. He's got Sheevas. He's got Sky's the Limit. He's got TYT. I love Sky's the Limit, bro. I love Sky's the Limit. You got Take Time, fam. You got Bear Music, bro. Go check that out, man. It's everywhere.
With all that music, but how do you deal with the attention? Now, I'm guessing, I'm sure when you pull into some places, it's kind of like, yeah, you're feeling, hey. So how do you deal with that?
I haven't got noticed in public that much. Like I got noticed in Sweden, and that's what gassed me, because I've been promoting my music hard to Europe, harder than England.
And the UK,
actually 10 times more expensive to promote music in this country because so much people are doing it. Everything is ads with me. Like, I'm reaching people, I'm spending in it. The algorithm hasn't popped for me in it. I get my viral moments, but it's ads. So I'll be promoting to Sweden, even Canada as well. Canada, it pops off. Germany and France and Spain. So I got noticed in Sweden. That was lit. Still.
That's what's up. Do you get nervous for the feedback sometimes when you've gone through the process of writing, you know, through the process of producing this, recording this, and you got this, and you're about to put it out? Do you get nervous or do you get excited for this? Like,
I get excited, man. I know I've got a lot of confidence in my music. I don't want to sound too arrogant, but I know it's a banger.
You know your shit.
When it's not even finished, I know it's a banger. Like, once I get the chords and I get Lil Magic, I know it's a banger.
That's what's up.
Well, you don't even care for the critic. Like, whatever. I mean, critics are going to be critics at the end of the day.
It's fine. I like my music. That's what the bat is, isn't it? You let people think they have their own opinion, innit? Like, you know, some people like peanut butter and jam. Some people don't like it, innit?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
It's not going to stop me from eating it if you don't like it. So it's what not going to stop bond, me from bro. Loving what my music is bond. If you don't. Yeah.
What is bond? So you got an upcoming concert in France soon.
Yeah, Paris.
In Paris and everything, bro.
It's like one of the biggest moments of my career so far still. We just need to make sure it's packed. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, it's going to be dope, man. Yeah. It's going to be dope in there, especially with the French girls in there. If you get me.
I got a couple.
Yeah, I mean, because you've been doing your thing in Europe, so it should.
And people are flying from England to come and support as well. Some people are coming down from Belgium. Some people are coming up from Germany for it. So
that's what's
exciting, bro.
So what countries have you been to in terms of performing there?
I just done Sweden. I think that was my first overseas one. That wasn't a big show. That was just a little bar, innit?
Yeah.
But that was a vibe. And then after that, someone just messaged me a couple of days ago, like, yo, we want you to come to this club and next one in Sweden. So now I get to go do Paris. Yeah. I get to do Sweden.
And that's how it starts, bro.
And obviously, big up Shush in Brighton as well, because they gave me my first performance. And I knew the people that run the nights there. They got me to do the warm-up for Young Bane last year. And then they got me to do the warm-up for Be Young this year. And the crowd went mad for me both times, even though a lot of people in the crowd didn't actually know who I am. But they're still like good, receptive crowd. And I'm like, cool. And now I can use this footage to show other promoters that I know how to work with a crowd. And now, man, start getting the overseas things. Now it's getting exciting.
I hear that.
Because no matter how much numbers you have online, I don't think people start taking you serious until they're going to see a video of you on stage with people.
That's where it starts, That's definitely where it starts.
I think the Shush one was quite, I've seen the videos on your Instagram. The reception was
good. Nah, bro. Yeah, that was perfect, bro. The footage is perfect, bro.
That's definitely where it starts because you know, you have the meta world, the internet thing, but at some point you have to translate that to life, bro.
Exactly.
You got me? And that's where people take you serious in that, you know? But obviously, Afro Nation's going on and everything.
Yeah.
You know, there is going to be a lot of things happening in Ghana this Christmas. I would say, bro, you need to connect to some of them people, bro.
Chat to the promoters, try and get on stage.
Chat to them and everything. You know, we do have a good relationship with some other people in Afro Nation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to talk after the show.
We do have that and everything. I think, you know, we're going to have some of them coming up soon. Maybe the day that they're going to be coming up, I'll ask you to come through, man.
Are we going to interview them?
Yeah,
the people that run it?
Yeah.
Do they run the Portugal one as well?
it's the same people that do that, bro.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's the same people that run Portugal, Ghana, everyone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, whenever the girls are asking me, why are you not going Afro Nation in Portugal? I'm like, I ain't going there till I'm on stage, bro. I want to be on stage, innit? Like, I have to keep growing my
thing. Nah, bro, because at the end of the day, it's all about networking, innit?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So we'll see what we can do with that, bro. You know what I'm saying? But fam, we are proud of you, though.
But to the future, bro. Next, where do we see Aaron Glitch, bro? Next three years, where do you see Aaron Glitch?
Touring. Performing everywhere I possibly can perform. I just learned from Bria when I was in Germany how to get the festivals hooked up so I can go and perform a lot of festivals. So hopefully next summer I'm gonna be all over Europe and different festivals. That's my goal, isn't it? You know, I can't talk too much until it happens, but that's my goal. I'm starting to apply for all of them. So that's that, and then build up myself as an artist. And behind the artist there's a producer, innit? So when I wanna chill off the artist thing, I'm gonna sit down and produce. I'm gonna start bringing artists through, innit?
I hear that.
Yeah, and the business side of things. And also I like the marketing side as well. So as I learn from marketing my own music, I literally take notes on everything, and I will give it a guide to independent artists how to distribute, how to advertise everything. I already put sign up in it. I ain't gonna plug on here and try and sell my products.
That's what it's about, bro.
Right, cool.
My Spotify strategy is there.
There's a PDF that shows you exactly how to distribute and run ads and like understand your analytics and everything.
And where can you get that's on where?
If you click the link in my bio, there's a link to the PDF in it on Shopify. Mm. Yeah.
Can you tell the people your Instagram handle as well, bro?
Yeah, just @Aaron and then there's a dot and then Glitch. It's Aaron is two A's, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, like the thing is going to be obviously in the bio and everything. We're going to put the link to your Instagram, the link to your YouTube and all that. We're going to put that in the bio and everything. Big so up. The people that are watching this, listening to this, can just click on the link and just find you, bro.
Love.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we are here, yeah? Because just like we said earlier, bro, some of the up and coming sometimes is so funny because I've spoken to some of them before and some of them say, yeah, bro, you know, I'm not really into podcasts like that. You know, I'm thinking.
You have to break past the fear by barrier, innit?
And bro, it's tough. You have to get over the fear. Yeah. I know what it is.
I was shook for time. You know what got me over the barrier? It was TikTok Live. Once you've been talking to lots of people at a time, it kind of breaks you through the camera shy.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, cool. But even this is harder than talking live because you can see yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
It's like, if I do something weird with my face, I can see how it fits my face.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't know.
True.
And I done a thing with Vivs and that. Like, Vivs
shout,
and Banks.
Shout out to her, man. She's my home girl, man. She's my home girl.
They're cool. They treated me real good still and they made me feel comfortable. That was my first one, innit?
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
I think my boy, I think that was where he saw you. You get me? And he was like, yo, I just saw this guy, boom, boom, boom. Like, you should check him out and everything. Yeah. And I was like, all right, cool, bet. You know? But yeah, I'm proud of you, man. Love. You know, because I know what it feels like, you know, creating this platform at first and you don't have the big numbers.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you start doubting yourself, like thinking, yo, how
is this lane for me?
How are people taking this?
Yeah.
You know, so when I speak to some up and coming artists and everything, that's the vibe that I get from them.
Yeah.
You know, also that's what they tell me. I'm like, yo, bro, you know, like,
they just compare the numbers with people that have got thousands and thousands behind the
back. That's just what it is. I said, bro, you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah,
bro.
You got to think about it logically, innit? You've put your money, you've put your product onto a site.
That's it.
And now you're expecting this site to just go and find millions of people.
You got
to
put in the work.
That's not how it works, innit? If you build a shop, you got a chip shop, you just expect thousands of people to just come for what?
Yeah, bro, you got to put yourself out there, bro, for real.
Because people are putting stuff up and then their friends might share it and it might start a little buzz between the friends and then all of a sudden, bam, it goes viral. Cool.
But rarely do friends share your shit.
Not as much as you want. And that's something that I clocked from when I was a producer that frustrated me so much. I knew as soon as I go into being an artist, I don't want to be one of my artists to say, no one supports me. Because probably you just make people, now they don't even want to listen to your music anyway. You sound like a downer. So and I was like, cool. As soon as I upload my first EP, ads is running from the first second, bruv. And I'm not even stressing about numbers. I'm just going to see what happens. We're attracting people in one at a time. Oh, they message me. They say, like my music, cool. The streams is going up, cool. And we can build brick by brick instead of thinking, oh, no, I don't have 1 million streams Drake. Oh, no.
Nah.
Bruv, just build it like a real business, innit?
That's just what it is, bro.
Musician get lost in the streams, that's what it is.
You know, because I always tell people this, bro. If you expect your friends to support your shit at first, Nah, for the most part, it's actually strangers.
Yeah, yeah, 100.
It's actually strangers that will support your shit and blow your shit up before friends jump on the bandwagon.
Yeah, yeah.
For the most part, that's where's the case, bro. But how are the parents taking your journey and your music right now? Like in terms of your dad and everything?
My dad is he's always been supportive. He's always been supportive. He doesn't try and tell me what to do with my life.
Yeah.
He's chilled. And my mum, she's the reason I've been able to do so much of this.
That's what's
literally
up.
Literally, she helped me build the studio. She helps me with everything in it.
That's what's up.
That's my,
nah,
that's
salute my to them, bro.
Yeah.
Salute to them and salute to you for coming, bro. Oh, for real.
Salute to you, especially.
You know what I'm saying?
Triple salute to know that you're actually putting game out there for the up and coming artists to actually, yeah. There's no gimmicks to it. You can actually do it yourself.
Yeah, you can. Man.
And proper salute for that. Love,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, proper fams, love for that, bro.
Yeah, bro. And salute for you for coming up here as well, bro.
Thanks for having me on, bro. This you is vibe, mean? Bro.
Listen, anytime you want to come up here, anytime you got some new music or whatever, obviously you got a number and everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just
this,
see yourself.
This is your house now.
Yeah, bro. Definitely come on.
Nice
yeah,
place as well.
Salute, bro. You know what I'm saying? For people that don't know, man, they can check you out on Instagram,
yep,
YouTube, Spotify, yeah, anywhere, bro. It's going to be right there in the description box.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? On YouTube and whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? And also, this is Fresh Off The Boat, man, for real. You know, check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you day, we day there, man.
We
you
day.
Know what I'm saying? It's your
we,
boy,
we
Toby.
We day like we know day, but we day.
We day. We day for real. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Toby. Yeah. Kels,
yep,
Aaron
yep.
Glitch, you go. I'm saying, fam, what song should we leave with, bruv?
My biggest song so far is Back It Up. It's just about to hit 500,000 streams.
Mm. Yeah?
I'm about to get that plaque.
Back It Up. All right, cool. We are going to leave with Back It Up right now, man. Go check it out. He has bare music out there. He's got an EP and everything. Just go check that shit out, man. Aaron Glitch, we out.
She a bad bitch, she won't wine on. Wine on me, she won't wine on. Climb on me, she won't climb on. Ride on me, all night on. So back it up, yeah. Back it up, back it up. So back it up, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Back it up, she a bad bitch, she won't wine on. Wine on me, she won't wine on. Climb on me, she won't climb on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Back it up, yeah. Back it up, back it up. So back it up, yeah. Back it up, back it up. She calling me.